podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
From the Fifth Quarter Studio in Madison, Wisconsin.
Madison, Wisconsin.
You're listening to the 5-Minute Basketball Coaching Podcast with our host, Steve Collins.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the 5-Minute Basketball Coaching Podcast. Before we jump in today, I'd like to give a big shout out to teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. If you are looking to become a better basketball coach, if you're looking to put rings on your finger in less time and connect with your players by a basketball coach that has done it, teachhoops.com is the answer for you. So come over and check it out. Let's head off to the podcast.
Okay, coach. So I know my practices have changed over time, but do you have a favorite thing you do at practice, a favorite drill, a favorite, you know, ritual that you do at practice that you'd want to share?
See, the biggest thing I'll talk about is concept. I mean, obviously I have a lot of drills I love to run, but the biggest thing I'll talk about is concept of making practice fun. When you look at your practice schedule, you know, like I hear all the time with kids, oh, our practices are boring. And I remember speaking at clinics and I would say to coaches, I go, if your kids think your practices are boring, guess what? You are boring. You are boring. You need to change. And the thing is that kid, you know, like coaches complain about all the time about how kids have changed. They don't concentrate as much anymore. They don't work as hard. Okay, well, let's say it's all true. So who's got to make the change? The coaches have to change. So when talking about practice schedule, you've got to schedule in things that are fun. Obviously, transition drills. We run a Sonics drill where it's a three-person weave into three shots on each end. We run a passing drill where you have the outlet, you have the rebound, and you have the layup, which goes up and down. Those are the things kids love to run, and you need to teach kids how to run. So in practice, we do a lot of things. When we need to get some energy, we do transition stuff like that, you know, we're running up and down the floor. So, but I will say again, practices, like no other time in our history, practices need to be fun. And when I say fun, it's not that they're you know, jerking around and screwing around. I'm not talking about that. They need to be productive, but they need to be fun. High energy.
What I say is, like, we live in a Twitter/Snapchat world. You got to keep them moving too. A lot of time boredom is because they're standing and they're not doing something.
With that said, let me say one more thing. I really believe coaches make a huge mistake by not having music in practice. I think there's many times that you can interject music, and they have the thing now. You can operate it right off your phone. You roll a speaker on the, you know, outside of the court, or you have speakers in the gymnasium. And I'll tell you, you run shooting drills, you run transition drills where you don't need to do a lot of talking. You need to have the music cranked up. You need to have a music playlist, because I'll tell you, the kids, that brings energy to your practice. If your practices are not high energy, that's on you. That's not on the kids.
Sorry, I was muted there. I do that a lot, and this is the old dog in me. I got to kind of sometimes listen to their playlist if I let them pick the playlist. And then sometimes what I'll do, you'll love this, I'll play some country music just to throw it in there for them. They'll go, what are you listening to, coach? I go, you got to listen to, like, I'll put a little Beethoven in there. It's like, you gotta get cultured, guys. You just listen to the same stuff over and over again, you know.
Absolutely.
But I'll tell you, that's
important. I think a lot of coaches miss that. They don't understand that. They think music is a detractor. It's not a detractor. It brings energy to your practice. And you can't play it all the time. I get it, because you got to talk.
Right.
The bottom line is, too many times coaches talk too much anyway.
Yeah. Well, we'll get into that. All right.
Sports Social Podcast Network.